I've chosen to do this one on songs that inspired my debut album.
As they get free rein to shine a light on the music they love and that has shaped their lives.
This song is not only one of my favourites melodically and sonically, but the lyrics are so simple.
Six Music's Artist in Residence. Listen on BBC Sounds.
Hello, you're very welcome with us here on Radio 3 this Easter weekend. Now, on Tuesday, it'll be the 50th anniversary of Stravinsky's death, and Julian Joseph begins Radio 3's marking of the occasion, exploring the relationship between Stravinsky and jazz. That's in J to Z in an hour's time. Now, though, at 4 o'clock, it's time for Music Planet with Lopa Qatari.
Bretagne, Brésil, Réunion, ils chantent les mêmes histoires. Ex-chanson d'antan longtemps, la game vive dans le peignoir. Andro, maraca, tout cabar, les la culture populaire. Bataille comme un moussoir, mon cœur transatlantique. Mon cœur bat cadence, roule caillante transatlantique. Mon cœur bat cadence, roule caillante transatlantique. Couleur la peau, la pas couleur les cœurs. Mon cœur bat cadence, transatlantique. Mon cœur bat cadence, sauter transatlantique. Mon cœur bat cadence, transatlantique. Bat, bat, piqué, rouler la mer. Ils dansent la tradition. Pour pas de la terre, on se la casse. Tout ça est pantalon. Papa créole, maman breton. Moi les fiers, mon mélange nation. Nous fait la musique dans le monde là-bas. Dans bon appoint causement. Nous les pas dinosaures. Nous préserve notre zarlore. Nous les pas dinosaures. Nous préserve notre zarlore. Nous les pas dinosaures. Nous préserve notre zarlore. Dinosaures, éphélèves le mort. Mon cœur bat cadence, roule caillon transatlantique. Mon cœur bat cadence, roule caillon transatlantique. Couleur la peau, la pas couleur les cœurs. Couleur la peau, la pas couleur les cœurs.
Casabarro da cabaret. Casabarro da cabaret. Casabarro da cabaret. Ramoni bata longtemps, longtemps pour gagner jouer un maloya. Ramoni bata longtemps, longtemps pour gagner cause un peu breton. Si dormi nous les palais, ça, ça il arrivera. Moi m'y aimerai avec ma yasmosement et toute bonne nouvelle en nation. Mon cœur bat cadence, transatlantique. Mon cœur bat cadence, sauter transatlantique. Mon cœur bat cadence.
Brittany-based Trio Bacana, the title track of their album Transatlantica. It's music with strong influences from Brazil and Reunion and is out now on Clam Records. Coming up, we have a road trip to China. We look ahead to International Roma Day with our classic artist today, Shaban Bajramovic. And we keep the new releases flowing with this one from Natik Awayez. Born in southern Iraq, he has lived in Bulgaria, Yemen, Sweden and Egypt. The Middle Eastern grooves are familiar, but this production feels like new ground. Maybe it's the use of strings or the background electronics. Natik's voice for sure is part of it. It was recorded in Cairo with the members of Lekfa, who themselves are leading the way in the alternative Arab music scene in Egypt. This track is Al Manafi, Land of Exiles.
شت مفاتنها المنافي النائيات وخاطبني ما كان لي جلد الوداع جلد الوداع جلد الوداع غير
Almanafi, Land of Exiles by Natik Awayez, and that's from his debut album, Manbarani, out now on Sublime Frequencies. This is Music Planet with me, Lopa Katari, and we head to Peru now with the first of today's reissues. Lima-based Boo Records have just released a collection of recordings by André Vargas Pinedo, an accomplished violinist and player of the quena, the Andean flute, and something of an icon in popular Amazonian music. Reading about him in the sleeve notes, he took the folk music of Peru and turned it into something a little more groovy and hip back in the 60s and 70s. Here he is with Los Pehuichos de la Selva and a song called El Montañés.
Música selvática, decía la mamá Chielba.
Así, pihuicho de la selva.
La segundita.
The fabulous sound of Andrés Vargas Pinedo, and that is the title of this great new album from Lima-based Boo Records. Full details on the Music Planet playlist. Now, if you are a Music Planet regular, you might remember our road trip to Lithuania a couple of years ago. Our guide was the singer and kankles player Indre Jergelevičiūtė, one of the members of the group Merope. Well, the band has got a new album out called Salos, and on it they've teamed up with Vilnius chamber choir Jauna Muzika to weave traditional Lithuanian folk songs into a haunting sonic landscape of ambient sounds and experimental loops. This is Bitternelis.
Thank you. sukrutino drevely šakely prabudino drabniojų bitė.
A track there from Marope and their new album Salos, a group exploring the musical path between the past and the present. Now, this coming Thursday, the 8th of April, is International Roma Day. First officially declared in 1990, it's a day to raise awareness of the issues that face the Roma community worldwide and to celebrate Romani culture. To mark the occasion, Shaban Bajramovic, dubbed the King of Romani Music, is our classic artist today. Bajramović, nicknamed Shabi, was born in Serbia in 1936. His family were Romani, still one of the larger minorities in Serbia today. They were very poor, and so Shabi left primary school after just a few years to help make some money by busking. In those days, there was still a mandatory military service, and the story is that Shabi ran away from the army to look for his girlfriend. Well, the army found him, and he was imprisoned as a deserter for over 5 years. A tragedy, for sure, but this is actually where he cemented his love of music and learned the skills that made him a successful singer-songwriter. He learned to read and write, to fight to survive the hardships of prison life, and even got himself a place in the prison orchestra. Well, on leaving prison, he continued to pursue his music. And finally, in his late 20s, in 1964, he released his first record with the group Black Mamba and stayed with them for the next 20 years. It was during this time that he got to sing for India's Prime Minister Indira Gandhi and the former Yugoslavia's General Tito, and when he got the title King of Roma Music. Well, during his career, he released more than 20 albums, 50 singles, and is said to have composed about 700 songs. I'm going to play a track from an album compiled by Charlie Gillett. And it's a recording that Bajramović did with Mostar Sevda Reunion, a group largely responsible for bringing Bajramović to the attention of the world stage. This track is Pena.
Thank you. te trying to be the jewel, calling home of you. Amico di petute, veno tut mangium. Dui, 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 devo morire su dui, de mate tu mi dai, metto pare non. Star, 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 veno morire su star, de mate a starà, tosta non masca.
The beautiful voice of a Roma legend, Shaban Bajramovic, singing there with Mosta Sevda Reunion. This is Music Planet, and time now for this week's road trip as we travel to the landlocked mountainous province of Guizhou in China. And to guide us through the music there is musicologist Mu Chen.
Hello everybody, I'm Mu Chen. Today we're going to travel to Guizhou province in southwestern China. Guizhou is not as well known as neighboring Yunnan and Sichuan provinces, but it holds some of the most beautiful and unique landscapes and diverse cultural traditions in all of China. The countryside is all misty mountains and terraced paddy fields. Traveling in rural Guizhou, one constantly hears the sounds of birds, insects, and music. Guizhou also has some of the most unique and beautiful folk music of China. And one of the reasons is that more than a third of Guizhou's population belong to ethnic minority groups. Today we are going to listen to some of that music. I'm now in Yandong, a village in southeastern Guizhou, and I'm here to recall the music of the Dong people, or Gam as they call themselves. Now we are hearing the song of the cicada, the chirping insects with the flickering wings. In this song, the singers imitate this flickering with a quick burst of six notes. Perhaps some European listeners are not too familiar with the sound of cicadas, but in the Dong area, they are a constant backdrop. In the Dong language, they even have different words for different kinds of cicadas. This song is about the lamb, the cicada of spring. A woman hears the chirping, and to her ears, it sounds like weeping. She sighs at the memory of an old lover. For much of the song, there is a vocal drone at the bass. On top of that, Two singers take turns to deliver the main melody. One can sometimes hear intervals deemed dissonant to European harmony. But the transitions between dissonance and consonance are one of the most interesting parts of the song. And they remind one of a similar process in the chirping of cicadas. This points to an important feature of Dong music, the imitation of natural sounds in singing. This kind of polyphonic a cappella of the Dong people is called the Grand Song, proclaimed by UNESCO as a masterpiece of intangible cultural heritage of humanity in 2009. The Dong people, who don't have a traditional written language of their own, transmit much of their history, culture, and knowledge through the Grand Song. This song of the cicada is performed by four local singers. Together with some other singers, they formed a choir, the Yandong Grand Singers. They have never studied music formally, but learned the Grand Song by ear, growing up in an environment where music is a necessary part of everyday life. This song we're hearing belongs to a different genre of Dong music, the pipa song, so named because it is accompanied by a plucked lute called a pipa. You might have heard of the pipa through China's ethnic majority, the Han Chinese, but the Dong pipa is much smaller and easier to carry around, and its timbre is also brighter. Here the pipa is played by Wu Dingkang, and the singer is Ou Huaqing. The place where we record this song is a wind and rain bridge, a kind of covered bridge that is often found on the many rivers that flow in the Dong area. Such bridges provide shelter from the rain, which is abundant in this area, and people often gather to chat and rest on these bridges. If you listen carefully, you can hear the sound of rain at the end of the song. The Miao people are neighbors of the Dong, but although the Miao and Dong often live quite close to each other, they have totally separate languages, clothing, and music. This song that we are hearing now is called If You Were a Flower, released in a CD produced by Bandu Records. Ninety percent of Guizhou is mountains, and the Miao people tend to be found in the highest, hardest to reach areas. In this harsh environment, in order to sustain the population, The Miao elders encourage young men and women to meet up and engage in social activities through which they can find partners. Singing parties are popular and sometimes last throughout the night. At first, a group of young men and a group of young women may gather to sing antiphonal songs. Later, an individual young man may invite an individual young woman to sing in a pair. It's a way of getting to know more about each other. This recording was made in the Fanpai village of two male and two female singers. The male singers start the song singing falsetto. When the female singers join in, the male singers deploy a special broad vibrato that is supposed to express tender emotions that only their beloved would understand. The lyrics mean, "It's a pity that you are a girl, not a flower. If you were a flower, no matter on which mountain you blossom, I'll be determined to climb up it. Not afraid of falling off the cliff, I will pick you up and put you in my hair." The last song we'll hear is sung in the Chinese language, but in the Guizhou dialect. It is called Blind Man by folk singer Yao Shishan, who comes from Zhijin County of Guizhou. Since he started writing songs about 10 years ago, he has been trying to combine local linguistic and musical idioms with contemporary Chinese folk music.
秋天里蝉在叫，我在亭子边刚刚下过雨，我拦在门，我喝不到酒，我咋死的舍不得，都是们船家喊快点走，我拉起你的手，看你眼泪淌出来，沙飞，我叫不出话来，我难在，我叫不出话来，我要说走了，之前你的烟雾不了嘞。黑巴巴的天好大哦。
Interestingly, there is also a pipa in this song, but this time it's the Han Chinese pipa, whose sound is easily distinguishable from the Dong pipa that we heard earlier. In this song, Yao Shishan uses an extremely earthy local vernacular to describe the melancholy of a man who departs by boat for a different place, leaving behind the girl he loves. It took me a while before I realized that the song was actually a parody of an 11th century poem. By converting Liu Yong's elegant words into plebeian, even rude language, Yao Shisan seizes on the petty bourgeois sentiment of the original poem and subverts its meaning through the ribald yearnings of the common man. Mountains are high and the emperor is far away is a phrase in Chinese to describe a place that is far from the political and cultural mainstream. Despite the recent improvements in infrastructure in Guizhou, the province remains a place where the people have retained their own musical expression in the 21st century.
我一天要开好多年，漂亮的小姑娘些嘞，都不在我边边了嘞，都算是日子些在长安。找不到人来讲了，
Thanks to Mu Chen for our trip to China and the music of Guizhou province. As with all our road trips, it's available as a podcast. Just go to the BBC Sounds website or app and search for Music Planet Road Trip. This is Music Planet on BBC Radio 3. I'm Lopa Katari. Next up, a piece of musical wisdom from Ghana's Alost Men and their album Kologo. When facing the horrors of the world, the Alost Men remind us in this song that the killer is afraid to die and the bully of being bullied. Killer, fear, die.
Fear to die,
kill the fear to die.
Till they steal a million,
million.
You want to see the lost, they cry.
Want see the lost, they cry.
Which go kill the people? The stomach, the pain, and the suffer.
Stomach, the pain, and the suffer.
Don't be you be the killer.
I see. You die, I see.
Don't be you be the robber.
Take and see. Make you take and see.
Don't be you with the murder. Sing on.
Ivo Atambire and One Love Kubalo, a.k.a. A Lost Men, champions of the Kalogo. It doesn't matter if you've never heard of it before or indeed know its history. A Lost Men make it an instrument and music of today. Raw, relevant and infinitely infectious. A Lost Men and Kalogo is out now on Strut Records. We're closer to home with this next track now, from Caravella, a six-piece band emerging from London's contemporary jazz scene. They've just brought out their first full-length LP. It's called Orla, and it's available on None More Records. And when you hear this, you will, I am sure, figure out that their influences are definitely the Lusophone world, specifically that of Brazil. This is the album's opener and first single, A Macieira.
Mangaba, catipera, orvalho da manhã, erva cidreira, ela bebe. É dente de leão, pau da canela e a ruga dentro do olho dela. De amanhã se é só ver a luz que se inicia, saia, sai logo de fugida. Já no trabalho erga a macieira, amassando o pão com mão já velha. Arde o fado que carrega, planta nas mãos o seu ventre, deixa a ladeira curta. Secas, jura que essa
Collaboration there between Corsican vocal group Accompagna and Trio Sospirata of Italy, the album Mare Nostrum, and that's on the Casa Editions label. Before that, you heard Caravalla and Amasiera from their album Orla. Just time to squeeze in one final track, and I'm delighted to say that it's from the crate digger of crate diggers, Analog Africa. Edo Funk Explosion Volume 1 explores the world of Edo Funk, a new kind of high life that filled the dance halls of Nigeria, Benin City in particular, as it was the capital of Edo State. Three guys were at the vanguard of Edo Funk, Sir Victor Waifo, Akaba Man and Osayamo Joseph. Here is a rather extraordinary track from Sir Victor Waifo, who I guess you could call the godfather of Edo Funk. This is Obvie Mama. Joyful sound of Victor Waifo and his band, the Titty Bitties. That was Obvia Mama from 1983 that you can find on a new compilation from Analog Africa called Edo Funk Explosion Volume 1. And that is it for Music Planet this week. Next Saturday is Stravinsky Day, so I will be back in a couple of weeks' time when my guest will be Jabu Morales of the group Ayum. But for now, from me, Lapa Katari, goodbye.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 this Saturday afternoon. And now at 5 o'clock, it's time for J to Z.
Welcome. I'm Julian Joseph, and on the show today, we explore the relationship between Stravinsky and jazz. But we'll kick off with new music from brilliant Israeli bassist Avishai Cohen and the spicy strings of his Arab medley.